As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri. It's time for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Friday, May the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always news, lots of that today. Hard facts, yeah, we'll cover that to do. We might even look at some solutions. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. No siree, Bob. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You can call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains again throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All the contact information can be found, including our show archives at oraclebroadcasting.com. Amityville Horror Show visits the global marketplace. The G7 meeting today, Greece is on the skids. The Dow plunges, gold surges, while the Macondo leak continues. We'll talk about all that this morning. Look at the age of fossil fuels, if we have time. There's lots of news on the browser. Man's role in changing the face of the earth. Go back in, perhaps, and visit with Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. I keep teasing you with that. We'll go there. We'll go there. Fascinating conclusion to his paper. Anyway, let's go to that market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago in the wake of yesterday. Well, I put yesterday on the tote board. If you went to sleep and took an afternoon nap, you missed all the action. Active trading again. Gold off $12.30, trading at $1,196.50. Yeah, you do the math. You know it was over $1,200 yesterday. Silver off 7 cents, $17.60 a troy ounce on silver. Platinum loses $2 at $1,649, and palladium down $4 at $500. Gives you the idea that everybody jumped into the metals yesterday. Well, that would be a good guess. You'd be right. The lows and the highs of the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,192.20 for a low, $1,206.10 for a high, and at $1,196.50, your gold is up year to year, $287.60 an ounce. For 31.60% return on your investment. The London gold fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the boys in London set the price at $1,199.60. Yeah, Chicken Little. They set it 40 cents under the 1200 mark, so they wouldn't have to say $1,200 gold. We'll be back.
TeamSpeak.com. FCC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, May the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out that market report for this morning as I shuffle papers and set up laptops and doing other things here. Anyway, let's go back into that. Again, we find gold trading off $12.30. Yes, you heard it right. Gold was definitely over $1,200 yesterday. Big day in the marketplace yesterday. Silver, I don't know why, but it's off 7 cents. Still trades at $17.60 an ounce. Everybody went to gold. Nobody went to silver, apparently. Might be mistaken there. But it certainly doesn't look like very much action was going to silver. Most everything went to gold. Platinum down $2, went to $1,649. Palladium off $4 at $500 an ounce. Again, the lows and the highs, $1,192.20 this morning for a low, $1,206.10 for a high. But we're going to see more action in the gold market. Really interesting to me, however, is the action happening in the SPDR gold shares, that SPDR, the State Street Global Advisors, exchange-traded funds, that SPDR on the corner of the web, yesterday, overnight, picked up 19.79 tons of gold. Now, you know, we reported 6 tons, then 6 more tons, I think 6 more tons, then 7 tons, now overnight, 19.79 tons. Whether they're buying physical or whether they're just playing fractional reserve banking with gold, I don't know. But this has been a major week for the SPDR. They're adding substantial quantities of gold to their holdings. Is that what drove the gold up? Maybe. Maybe. Well, anyway, they're in the market. They're in the market big time, picking up 19.79 tons. Their holdings now are at 1,185.79 tons of gold for a $45.17 billion value. You don't think they could do to the gold market the same thing that the fat thumb trader did yesterday to the Dow Jones? Oh, guess again. The Dow Jones this morning recovering a little bit from the glitch yesterday. We're going to talk about that today. But recovering a little bit. The Dow Jones closed yesterday off apparently 347.80 at 10,520.32. The NASDAQ, and that's huge, huge. We're down 1,000 points. We're talking trillions, $1 something trillion worth of evaporated wealth before it recovered. Stocks that ordinarily go $15, $20 were down to a penny, one penny. Big news. The NASDAQ closed off 83 at 2320. The S&P 500 down 38 at 1,128. Of course, crude oil continues to surprise. Up this morning, 7 cents at $77.18. Well, that's good news, but it doesn't make a lot of sense. Crude oil is in steep decline here. That's good news for us. But again, to me, it doesn't make any sense. You'd think that they would be trying to drive it up for the driving season, drive it up because of the enormous expense that BP is going to incur here. Don't you think they'd want to cover their assets? What's going on? Maybe BP is the target here. Could be. I don't know. It's going to cost a lot. Deepwater Horizon, they are already covering up. They've gotten their... they've already gotten their insurance check. We'll go there as well today. The U.S. dollar index, this specious trade-weighted basket of currencies, off a little bit, off 17 basis points, trades at 84.74, yet that's still, you know, quite high. In the Forex, the Canadian loonie moves up 78 basis points. That's 0.78. Everyone understand that, how that works? I say basis points. What we're talking about is fractions of a percent, 0.78%. It's trading at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 52. And you know, you just got to know the peso is pegged with the U.S. dollar. All right. It's right in there. It never seems to go anyplace. It's the most stable thing that we've got within thousands of miles of our borders. But anyway, the Mexican peso moves up 52 basis points, trades at 8 cents U.S. The euro, big news here. It moves up 22 basis points, but it's trading at $1.27. You know, it wasn't too long ago that the euro was a buck and a half and going up. Not so today. British pound, that's off. Off 81 basis points. Trades $1.47. Doesn't look like the world likes to have this hung parliament over there. Cameron and the boys trying to please the crown, finding a prime minister, so on and so forth. Well, that's in the news today as well. The Swiss franc off 18 basis points, trades at 90 cents U.S. That's not so cool. That's down a dime from where it was recently when it was at parity with the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning continuing to see the decline in the two-year. The two-year bond yield is at 0.82. The 10-year is down to 3.45. And the 30-year bond yield of the treasuries there is 4.28%. And in the mortgage market, reversing this gradual upward incline that we've been looking at for the last months, turning the other way, the 15-year moves down from 4.58% a month ago to 4.29 this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 5.26 to 5.03 or 5.03%. So you're looking at, that's the end of the market report for today, but what we're looking at there when we go into those various areas are all of the indices that I track with you on a regular basis, a daily basis, so that we can kind of get a sense or keep our finger on the pulse of the global marketplace. And this morning, things are in an upheaval. So, as I say, Amityville Horror Show visits the global marketplace, and that's the fact. Tonight, a G7 meeting, apparently, if my information is right, and I think I can read fairly well. If I'm correct, they're having a G7 meeting tonight, and the final news report will be out at 10 p.m. I would imagine that would be 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But Merkel and everybody else are going to gather together. I guess they're going to have a seance. Maybe they'll even do a live burning sacrifice and see what they can do about Greece. And they're going to have grease in the shorts, that's for sure, after they get done with that meeting. Oh, I wouldn't want to have to be there. Here's an article off Bloomberg. Gave us a little idea of what happened yesterday. And there is no shortage of articles and videos up there. So if somehow or another you were out doing gardening in the afternoon and then went on to other things and aren't missed out on that, do access the web today if you can get to it, and see what you can find out as well. Avail yourself of all of the various opinions as to what was going down. Here's the opinion of Nina Mehta and Chris Nagy, once again, collaborative writing out of Bloomberg. This is, I don't know whether this is a boy and a girl or whether these are two women or what is going on here. But anyway, this seems to be the latest rage. No one can write for themselves or think for themselves. Now we always do it collaboratively. The collectivist mindset. May the 7th, Bloomberg New News. Federal regulators reviewing yesterday's stock plunge will try to determine if the fivefold increase in the number of American equity exchanges have left them unable to manage the biggest surges in volume. Yeah, there was a lot of volume. I will get back to that right after this.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. enginebrain.com. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again, and every market guru and analyst and talking head in the industry was on, is out there this morning. And they're talking all about this steep decline, if you will, this precipitous decline in the stock market yesterday. And this article addresses that. This article does cover most of what has been covered by Jimmy Rogers and Rubini and all of the rest of them this morning. Everybody is saying, well, you know, this market was destined to crash. It's going to crash. And everyone is looking to see what's going to happen today. This was yesterday. Today's happening right now. The markets are open, running, active trading, New York City. Things are happening today. You can be certain of that. I don't know whether it'll be as dramatic by the end of the day or whether something like this will occur today that, you know, or not. I don't have any crystal balls, and I'm not a Ouija board fan, so I don't know. We'll just have to see. But let's go into the article. Almost 1.3 billion shares traded on U.S. markets in a 10-minute span, starting at 2:40 p.m. Eastern time, six times the average, sending prices lower on platforms from New York to Kansas City, Dorothy. NASDAQ, OMX Group said it canceled transactions in 286 stocks where the swings grew too wide. That's a kind of a market rule that they follow, all right? Nothing really would say they would have to do it. But when things start to go to hell in a handbasket in a hurry, damage control teams step in. So who knows where it would have gone if had it not been for the damage control. But the article continues. Let's follow that. While most of the losses were reversed as the pace of trading slowed, whoops, I should jump over here. Again, NASDAQ said it canceled transactions in 286 stocks where swings grew too wide. Federal agencies began inquiries after more than $700 billion in value was erased in an 8-minute span. You see why I like to encourage you to consider the precious metals, personal, private, present tense, in your possession, in a coffee can, someplace, stashed, somewhere, nearby you. $700 billion in value erased in an 8-minute span. Some of it came back. Just depends on whose pockets got lined and whose pockets got emptied. That's what happens when you go inside of a crap game. As Robert Chapman loves to say, if you don't understand this stuff, be careful because they might just hand you your head on a platter. Continuing again, while most of the losses were reversed as the space of trading slowed and exchanges were able to match buyers and sellers, the 998-point plunge in the Dow Jones Industrial Average raised concerns that the U.S. was entering another financial crisis. I'm not going to comment too much. I want to go through this article because it'll cover the things that I would say ordinarily, so let's do it. Continuing, the Securities and Exchange Commission will try to determine if market participants accidentally or maliciously derailed trading. According to two people familiar with the situation, lawmakers plan to hold hearings next week. Now, I heard on another broadcast yesterday that while this thing was going down, Blankfein and Geithner were in a Senate hearing. I couldn't find anything even close to that on the web this morning. Maybe some of you out there could find it. You know, they've talked about it a lot. If you poke the beast in the eye too often with a too sharp of a stick, they'll bust the marketplace. Is this a signal being sent? We'll find out more about it as we go through. Lawmakers plan to hold hearings next week. Continuing, markets aren't supposed to work this way, said Jamie Selway, managing director of White Cap Trading LLC in New York and a former chief economist at the New York Stock Exchange, ARCA, a unit of the New York Stock Exchange Euronext. Quote, there was a mad rush for the exits. Can you use this as an example for ensemble? Visualize how rapidly, all right, this was a 10-minute period from 2:40 p.m. yesterday. 10 minutes, 286 stocks just about gone, over $700 billion in value erased. Can you visualize how perilous the system has become? How rapidly you're all of what you think you have denominated in dollar, U.S. dollar index, you know, this U.S. dollar, this Federal Reserve note, fractional reserve trading, the greenback, how rapidly your stock portfolios, your pensions, all of your investments can go to zero before you could even pick your nose and scratch your head. You wrap your mind around that? These people have the trigger. Your bank would have nothing to offer you. Your bank would be closed. By the time you could find your cell phone, get it out of the couch cushions, and hit your speed dialer to get your broker on the line, it's done. And you're wiped out. Markets aren't supposed to work this way, said Jamie Selway, managing director of White Cap Trading LLC in New York and a former chief economist at New York Stock Exchange, ARCA, blah, blah, blah. Multiplying markets, the Standard & Poor 500 index closed at 1,128.15 in New York, down 3.2% after losing as much as 8.6%. You know, an 8-10% downturn is not horrible, but had they not done the damage control, where would it have closed? The rout showed how the fragmentation of the U.S. equity market may suppress demand when it's needed most. There's that demand word again. Our audience is... learn to listen for that word demand all the time. Be aware of it. When it's needed most, especially when the New York Stock Exchange attempts to calm trading, said James Angel, a finance professor at Georgetown. I don't know whether James Angel is an angel for the Jesuits or not. Georgetown University in Washington, New York Stock Exchange Euronext Chief Operating Officer Larry Leibowitz. Well, we know how he wears his motto. Said the big board prevented a bigger decline. The big board, that's capital B, capital B, big board. The big board prevented a bigger decline. While the first half of the intraday plunge probably reflected normal trading as concern increased that Greece's credit crisis will spread, in other words, it started to tip, and then something happened. We're going to find out in a minute what many people think happened. All right, so it started to tip. The first half was normal, probably reflecting normal trading as concern increased that Greece's credit crisis will spread. The sell-off snowballed because of orders sent to venues with no investors willing to match them. Yeah, your house might be worth $2.5 million, at least to your county assessors, for the purpose of taxing the bejeebers out of you for your land rent. But unless there's a buyer, you'll just sit there with that for sale sign in your listing contract with your realtor until the cows come in. Same thing goes with stocks and bonds and pension funds and all the rest of this paper voodoo. You're going to have some investor willing to buy it. You know, as they say, the real price of anything is the lowest price that a seller is willing to take and the highest price that a buyer is willing to pay at any given moment for any given item. That's the real price. Continuing, Accenture PLC, Exelon Corp, and Philip Morris Incorporated, Inc. were among the U.S. stocks that dropped more than 90% as U.S. equities tumbled before recovering within minutes, according to Bloomberg data. Prices fell to pennies in some companies after the New York Stock Exchange switched from electronic matching to auctions. Well, pick that up in just a moment. We're getting closer to the source of the trouble.
cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com. This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And much more so lately in the last couple of months than previously. You know, we've been covering a lot of news on this broadcast, but the amount of news is coming out every day. And the important stuff, not just all the fluff pieces and the stuffers and the liners, but the real important stuff, it's increasing, okay? And so, you know, we don't do quite as much where I'd like to. I could easily set this aside, It would probably do my heart good. But I could set this aside and we could just go right to the text, go right to the books. And that's where I really like to be. But I do realize that if we overlook some of the stuff that's going down here today, then maybe some of the things that we could go to in the text wouldn't be quite as pertinent. So what I'm trying to do is to pull together various books and things from my library that augment or expand or provide the foundational material for these news articles as we go. And we spent, go back and access the archives. For those of you that might be new listeners, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. Yes, that's true. I don't have an internet website up right now, but you can go to the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. Look on the left-hand side, scroll down just a little bit, you'll see Show Archives. Click on that. The Show Archives page opens up. About the third one down is Become Vocal Local. Click on that, and up jumps an entire year, over a year's worth of broadcasting to you. And then you'll notice that each broadcast, there's a little blurb that I write up at the end of each broadcast and post to the website so that you can figure out a little bit about what might be in that broadcast. You'll notice we've done lengthy series on a variety of topics. You can go back and look, to scroll down month, and you'll find a long time ago where we went through a series on the new economic order, the financial order. We went through a whole study of economics. You know, we cover stuff on this broadcast kind of like a classroom setting. I like to think of this as our own little internet homeschool classroom. And so, you know, yeah, there's a lot of information in there that you can go back and listen to. Now, if you're listening on a terrestrial radio or if you're listening on the internet, you have a friend that doesn't have an internet-connected computer, but maybe they do have a computer, you can get copies of the show archives on one disc, a DVD data disc that holds an entire year of broadcasting. And no, you don't have to pay $50, $60 to get it. You don't have to pay big bucks every month to get it. You can get it just simply by sending an email to show.archive@gmail.com. Fritz is how his radio handle runs, show.archive@gmail.com. Ask Fritz to tell you how much he needs to get that. I think it's like 10 bucks. And he'll throw it in a mailing envelope to you. Wing, it comes to you. And voila, maybe you have a group, you know, a local precinct group working, and you've got some people that are not connected to the computer and they want to get this information. Just get that disk. Make a copy of your own, you know. We give complete, you know, authority, if you will, for Fritz on his own volition, at his own dime, and on his own time. If you want, he did. He made all of these, you know, recorded all of these audio files. And so if you want to do the same and you don't want to pay Fritz another 10 bucks and get multiple copies, be our guest. It's all about information, not about profit. This is what you'd consider to be a non-commercial free speech broadcast. You notice I don't sell products here. I'm not even marketing this DVD. This is Fritz's production. It has nothing to do with me or Oracle, okay? So anyway, it's all for you. That's what we do. We get up early in the morning, we study all this stuff and bring it to the airwaves for your benefit. I pretty much well know most of this stuff, and I read these articles myself on the web and wouldn't need to come to the airwaves, but I do know that you like it, so we do it, all right? So let's continue with the article. Again, he's talking about this, and again, this is Bloomberg, New News, Nina Mehta, and Chris Nagy. I don't know who they are, but they write well. Accenture PLC, again, Exelon Corp, and Philip Morris Inc. were among the U.S. stocks that dropped, blah, blah, blah. Prices fell to pennies in some companies after the New York Stock Exchange switched from electronic matching to auctions. This is front-running exchange-traded funds, but this is also front-running. This is something that we've heard about and we reported on in the past. You'll find it on our previous broadcast. A program that encourages some sell orders to flow to smaller exchanges that had few, if any, buyers, according to Leibowitz. Electronic markets. If you look at the chart, you can see fairly clearly where the trades came in. He said from New York, it's that V-shaped drop where it came down and snapped right back up. You had some very real high-cap stocks trading down 50% or large percentages in a split instance because there is really no liquidity in electronic markets. What you're talking about are trades that are occurring at nanosecond by algorithms, on the basis of algorithms, in other words, mathematical models that have been pre-programmed into computers that are sitting in some of these trade exchange houses in front of everybody else's computer. So Joe Blow from Kokomo, he calls his broker and says, I want to buy some Procter & Gamble, and Joe Blow's broker, I guess, buys the Procter & Gamble, but as soon as he presses enter, the computer recognizes a buy for Procter & Gamble. Somebody else buys Procter & Gamble, starts to run it up. It's all electronic, happens. By the time Joe Blow from Kokomo gets his stock, somebody else has made a pretty penny ahead of him based upon his call to his broker. If my understanding of how this front-running Ponzi scheme works. Increasing automation and competition have reduced the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ's volume in securities they list from as much as 80% in the last decade. Now, less than 30% of trading in their companies takes place on their networks as orders are dispersed to as many as 50 competing venues, almost all of them fully electronic. All right, now what's happening here? We've talked about it in the past, this idea of confidence. Yeah, it's a con game, all right. It's all based on confidence, on belief, your belief in this system. Well, globally, Dorothy, confidence is waning. Fewer and fewer people are willing to put their money inside of this Ponzi scheme because they don't want these computers to hand them their heads. They say, you know, the stock trading and day trading and all that, that's the way to turn a very large fortune into a very small fortune in a nanosecond. More than 29.4 billion shares changed hands in the U.S. markets yesterday. 29.4 billion shares. The most since October of 2008, in addition to traditional exchanges such as the New York Stock Exchange, rivals BAT Global Markets, blah, 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 handled millions of trades. About 2.6 billion shares traded on the NYSE, the lowest level relative to overall volume in 3 years, data compiled by Bloomberg shows. Then it goes on. It says, a mistake? Question mark. When a large order or a series of orders comes into electronic markets, they don't really have any way to recognize either that they're a mistake or to slow them down to attract the proper liquidity, Leibowitz said. Electronic markets actually traded all the way through the slower New York Stock Exchange markets where we were trying to slow down trading. In other words, it's like this grease. It's like getting into a bobsled run. All right? This thing has been waxed down, it's been washed down, it's been milled, it's been shaved, and the sleds run at the highest possible speeds. And high-speed trading works the same way. Once this thing goes, it goes. And they were trying to find ways to slow it down. Rapid-fire orders trigger what the New York Stock Exchange calls liquidity replenishment points, or LRPs, shifting the markets into auctions. While the system is designed to restore order on the big board, trading is so fast during times of panic that orders routed past the exchange, routed past the exchange may swamp other venues and exhaust buy orders, said Angel at Georgetown. That's when prices may plummet as orders execute against so-called stub quotes from market makers. Brokers can set the quotes as low as a penny a share because they are never expected to be used. Ponzi schemes, confidence games, rigged houses. It's like playing the roulette wheel at the Playboy Club in the Bahamas. And the guy that's running the roulette wheel has a little switch down by his foot. And you never know when he pushes the little switch and activates the magnet and stops it on a certain number. But you got to know that in a casino, go back and study Blaise Pascal, the father of probability. You got to know that in a casino, the odds have been worked out in extreme detail on all of their games. And the house is going to always win. That's why I wouldn't go to a casino or play bingo or get involved in the stock exchange. That would be my advice, but who am I to advise? Take advice from a poor man, you might be poor yourself. Anyway, we'll pick it up right after these words from our sponsors. Much more to come today. A proud full of course.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. Liberty PublicityStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
We have returned once again, going back to our broadcast. We got a caller on the line. Folks, if you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. Let's go to our caller. Caller, what's your first name and where are you calling from? I've got an anonymous caller on the screen. Caller.
Brian. My name's Brian. I'm calling from Edmonton, Canada.
Okay, Brian, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, I got confused there. I was listening to you on the radio.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Yeah, my first call to you or any of the shows here on Oracle. I've been listening to Oracle now for probably a couple months.
Well, I'm glad you called in this morning. What triggered your call? Do you have any comments or questions?
Hey, you know what? I just woke up and I heard you talking about casinos and how they always win.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
And, yeah, that's true. I mean, I play a little play money online poker and stuff, and even in that, it's very suspicious at times.
You know, you can actually win, and I have from time to time. You know, I'm pretty savvy on blackjack. You know, I fairly well know understand the odds of that and how to play the game. But at the same time, when you go in, whenever I've gone into the computer, or excuse me, into a casino, and I've only gone in twice, it seems as though the dealer knows when they have somebody in the round that actually is winning maybe a little bit too often. And what I noticed was that all of a sudden they started, you know, they call it a shoe, they started changing shoes on me like crazy. And I started to lose, and if I hadn't been savvy enough to notice that my game was off, I probably would have lost all my earnings. But I just picked up my money and went back to the hotel.
Do the smart thing. Yeah, do the smart thing. I've actually never played in the casinos. I've only, and again, poker's another thing. I've only played maybe a year and learned the game quick. But my point was actually, it has to do with the money. And I don't know if I've actually never heard this mentioned on any of the programs on Oracle, and that would be the Zeitgeist movies. Or
well, I've mentioned them several times, Brian, and I've looked.
Oh, I just must not be listening at the time then.
That's fine, but certainly there were several of them. The first part, I think, or the third part, I can't recall which, was the one that was hard to get because it really questions the integrity of the Bible and the things that you've read in it. But the other parts of it were fascinating about the planned future economy. But as you probably noticed while you were watching it, there are very few people that are in the utopia. The utopia is always just these little islands of almost no population at all. Did you notice that?
Oh, exactly. And I've not saying that I am completely support and follow and believe the whole Zeitgeist movement thing, but there is else within the context of it.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
And the one that I'd like to really stress that caught my attention the most, and simply because it's something that has, the best way I can put it is from a little kid, it just hasn't felt right to me, and that's the whole monetary system.
Well, it's a weirdity, isn't it? I mean, an oddity, when you think about it, once I figured out, you know, and I certainly wasn't bright enough to figure it out on my own, if I didn't have a dear friend, Tex, who turned me on to Billions for Bankers and Debts for the People, and then the Creature from Jekyll Island, and got me interested in gold and silver coins. If he hadn't, and this is just a farmer, just a farmer, an intelligent man, but just a farmer. If he hadn't shown me all of that stuff, I don't know when I would have ever have picked up on it. But you're absolutely right. Once you do start to figure out what fractional reserve banking is and the miracle of interest and all of that, well, it certainly is enough to open your eyes, isn't it?
Yeah, well, like I say, in a really childlike way, as a child, I used to think that this is criminal. It's crooked.
Well,
I could never see a way for me to get ahead unless I love this money and pursue it with the passion of a religion, as if it's my God.
Well, that's the idea, the love of money being the root of all evil.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you don't reach your hand out, Brian, for that brass ring of power, if you don't reach your hand up for it, if you don't make an overt move, then all of the enablers will ignore you. But if you do reach your hand up for power, if you do say, I want power, and you reach your hand out for that, or as the Masons do, they go to the lodge door and scratch, seeking for more light. You know, who is there? You know, a seeker, for more light. You know, I want to move into more and more light. Unless you reach for that brass ring of power and go down that path, you know, you can live your whole life a pauper and never be the wiser for it, but never worse the wear. But it's only when you start going after the money that your life becomes focused more and more on the money. You begin to have less and less of a spiritual nature and more of a mechanical or kind of an automaton who will do anything to acquire more and more money and more power. And so, you know...
It completely corrupts.
It does, you know, and a phrase, Brian, that I came up with a long time ago. You hear everyone has heard about, and this is a Lord Acton quotation, but power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. I combine that with another one, with this idea that if you know, they say knowledge is power. So if knowledge is power and power corrupts, does absolute knowledge corrupt absolutely? And so we look into this.
Very good point.
Kind of interesting, huh? So we look into this. We look into this stock exchange, this electronic exchange traded funding. We've got all of the knowledge necessary to build these systems, but it gets to be so corrupted in that when you bring all of the forces of electronic technology to bear upon this, this thing becomes like Freddy Krueger, Amityville Horror Show. It becomes the Borg. It takes over the stock exchange. It runs faster than any human can keep up with it or compete with it. And it could bust the entire stock exchange wide open like it did yesterday, down 1,000 points.
Hmm. Yes, yes, I hear you. I hear what you're saying, Will.
So,
or Lee, is it Lee?
No, it's
Will Robert. Sorry, I listen to all you guys. I gotta keep which ones of you are straight.
I do the morning version. I come on at 9, and then at 9 o'clock at night, Lee takes us out. You know, so it's Lee Rogers and Will Roberts, the beginning and the end of the Oracle Live broadcast. Well, no, now we have. We got Charlie Giuliani preceding this broadcast live. Now I keep forgetting that.
No, like I say, there's good points on all these shows, and I've been listening for a couple months because I decided to more or less turn my TV off, which is another thing I know it's been pumping me full of crap.
It surely has, and you know, and I've shared this with my own audience here, and I'll share it with you. For whatever reason, I have never owned a television. I've never brought one into my house. I've never had one in my house. I've never plugged one in inside my house. And I have somehow or another been able to, I've seen TV. I've sat and watched television at my brother and sister's houses and sometimes at friends' houses. So I can't say that I'm completely a virgin in that regard.
No, that's tough. That's tough.
Well, it is. No, you wind up.
I'm stuck in two things, and that would be NHL hockey, and I like watching that Survivor show.
Well, I can tell you, I like hockey, but I like to be there wearing a sweater, you know, and drinking a hot cup of coffee and watching the blood squirt out of the guys' faces.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't chase that money, so I can't afford the tickets.
Well, I haven't been to one for a very, very long time, and I probably wouldn't be able to afford the tickets either. But, you know, this is the sort of stuff, and yeah, you know, you could probably use a television set a little bit or a little bit, but what would they have now with the internet? You know, if you wanted to just catch a specific thing, you can catch it and watch that, or you could watch a YouTube, I guess, video of it later. But the real problem is the relationship that's developed between a box that does all of your thinking for you and the computer, which seems to enable you to do more thinking. And so there is a difference, and it's a subtle difference.
Beautiful. You beautifully know. Put. Beautifully put.
Well, either one of
us. I'll know. When I'd like to say to anybody out there listening, just experiment, turn your TV off, and you're going to notice, and I mean you really, real notice, a difference in your thinking.
This is the end of the first hour. We're going to continue in the second hour. You're welcome to stay if you like. Hang on the line, folks.
I'm going to let you go here because I did call, come prepared here, Will, so we'll come in.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, May the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Enjoy the call from Brian in Edmonton. Do feel free to call in, folks, 866-841-1065. You can see I don't bite. Back to this article, rather lengthy article. I do want to cover the rest of it. Market fragmentation may get regulator review after the stock drop. I think a 1,000-point drop in our Dow Jones Industrial Average and the global financial meltdown are worthy of our time on this one. Because this particular article kind of sums up so much of what you can find out there this morning on the web about what did happen yesterday and what didn't happen. But continuing, they talk about this being basically unacceptable, this market route, which triggered scrutiny from the lawmakers. Now the lawmakers are in on it as well. And you know they're going to be in on it. After all, we've been trying to move forward with this new banking regulations and so on. And so they say then, here, this is Paul Kanjorski, a Pennsylvania Democrat, said this is unacceptable. He leads the House Financial Services Subcommittee and oversees the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. Of course, it's unacceptable that the Securities and Exchange Commission is virtually ignorant of and not involved in this idea of front running and the algorithms and the high speed trading and so on and so forth. But the banking industry and the stock industry, they just can't seem to live without it any more than anybody else. This is a tool. But unfortunately, with this tool, it's more like a mini gun. You know, it fires thousands of rounds a minute. It's a little bit too much. Again, he says, this is unacceptable. We cannot allow a technological error to spook the markets and cause panics. Spook the market and cause panics. Well, who was the great spook that caused panics when Napoleon met his Waterloo? The Rothschilds, of course. Whose banking houses are running all of this algorithm and front running and all of that? Well, it would probably be the same family. You know, you just kind of stand in front of your favorite pillar and grimace, shake your head and sell, 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 sell. And everybody sells, and at the end of the day, you buy it all back. That's what happened yesterday. Dropped 1,000 points, then yet closed down only 300 and something. So we continue. Procter & Gamble, NASDAQ's decision means that trades in the Cincinnati-based Procter & Gamble company, which fell as much as 37% for the biggest intraday drop in Dow Industrials, would stand. The world's largest consumer product company said stocks trades that pushed the shares down were probably an error. Computer programs that increase sell orders when stocks are falling may have exacerbated yesterday's plunge, said Nick Colas, the chief market strategist at BNY. This was like what we saw happen on the worst days of the financial crisis in late 2008 and the early 2009. This is not a healthy dynamic. The markets need to work efficiently and properly, particularly during periods of stress. Well, that's the article, lengthy as it was, right off of Bloomberg. You can find it for yourself up there. The EU faces demands to broaden crisis fight as the G7 meets. Here's another article, again off of Bloomberg. One of my favorite writers, well, better writers anyway, off of Bloomberg, Simon Kennedy. James Nuger writes with him. Here's another one of these collaborative writing projects. I guess one guy brings the dictionary, the other guy brings the thesaurus. They sit down at the computer and, well, I hope they have different keyboards, but we won't go into that. May the 7th, Bloomberg. European policymakers' limited response to Greece's escalating fiscal crisis rattled world markets, prompting the U.S. and Asia to rally round in a bid to restore stability and avoid a global sovereign debt crisis. Get into that article right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, May the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now into our second hour of today's live two-hour broadcast. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And for the benefit of our terrestrial audience listening on AM and FM affiliate stations out there, if you didn't catch the first hour of today's broadcast, you can certainly find that at oraclebroadcasting.com, the homepage of this network. Look on the show archives there. Click on the link on the homepage. It'll open up the show archives page, about third in the list. You'll find Become Vocal Local. Click on that one. You'll not only get the first hour of this morning's broadcast, but you'll also get an entire year's worth of broadcasting right at your fingertips, each broadcast indexed, so that you can figure out what's in them without just fumbling around. And if you were asleep yesterday afternoon, maybe you had a nighttime job and you weren't aware of it, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1,000 points in the middle of the day from 240 to about 250. An incredible drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It rebounded when they were finally able to get hold of the plug and yank the computers out of the wall. But anyway, the damage had already been done. Of course, gold went over $1,200 again, too. So all of that was behind us, and it was covered in the first hour. We're going to continue along here. Now I'm going to talk about the EU facing demands to broaden the crisis. This fight is the G7 meets. The G7, the group of seven, is going to meet today. European policymakers, this article by Simon Kennedy and James Nugger. European policymakers limited response to Greece's escalating fiscal crisis. Rattled world markets. Just about the same time, the Greeks were rattling doors and windows and rattling the cages of their leaders and their bankers, going on general strike. It's kind of what they do in these, you know, communist countries, socialist countries. It just goes to show you that if you get on the dole and you stay on the dole and you stay on the dole long enough, initial, you know, personal individual initiative starts to wane, and you always, you know, cry. You cry when they shut off the spigot of the teat, you know, and that's what they're doing over in Greece. As Euro region leaders prepared to meet in Brussels tonight, yeah, new news, tonight, to endorse the Greek bailout, bond yields surged across the bloc's southern periphery, threatening to undermine the single currency. The spreading contagion prompted plans for an emergency conference called by a group of seven finance chiefs. Earlier today, Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, I'm killing the minerals estate, Rudd, Kevin Rudd of Australia, Prime Minister, said investors have judged Europe's efforts to date as, quote-unquote, inadequate. All right? Inadequate. So far, they've basically been, you know, putting Band-Aids on a sucking chest wound here, the body politic, and it's catching up with them. But so is this whole Keynesian economic model. And as Aristotle said, such as they begin badly, they cannot help but to end badly. And you follow someone like Charles Darwin or John Maynard Keynes. No. Adam raised up Cain. Remember that story? And Cain killed his brother Abel. So all the able-bodied men are now broke and penniless. They've been robbing from Peter to pay Paul for so long that Peter is no longer willing to work. And that means that Paul is going to perish as well. It's kind of like the old story of the grasshoppers and the ants, Aesop's fables. It really doesn't matter where you look at it. Even a schoolboy would know that you're never going to be able to spend your way to prosperity. But our finance ministers follow that model. Maybe they have an ulterior motive. As Euro region leaders prepare to meet in Brussels tonight to endorse the Greek bailout, bond yields surged across the bloc's southern periphery. Stocks fell and commodities plunged on concern that Greece's fiscal woes will drag down Spain and Portugal as well. No mention here in this article about the other two little pigs. Ireland. Boys ought to just stick to drinking beer, I think, really, chasing the leprechauns through the bushes and looking for a fairy wherever they can find one. And Italy, the guy in the fish hat, right? All right, well, the fish hat's different. He has his own little country. It's called the Vatican. Italy. So you got all these pigs, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, and Spain, right? Pigs, Greece, and Spain. Continuing here, the sell-off worsened after European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet yesterday signaled no immediate steps to stem the panic, denting global confidence in Europe's handling of the severest crisis since the euro's debut in 1999. That's what we're talking about here. It's confidence. It's a confidence scheme. The euro down at $1.27 against the U.S. dollar today. British pound sucking along. We'll talk about that in a moment when we get into Cameron's win. British pound sucking along at $1.47. That's right. Conclusions? Well, here's a little bit more. It's time for the euro or the EU to commit to helping other European countries to get into trouble and for the ECB to acknowledge the problem and provide more liquidity. All right? They're going to be making the same comments about the United States of America. It's about time for the United States, the federal government, the state, or this state, I guess we should say, this state. it's time for this state to start bailing out this state known as California and this state known as Arizona and this state known as whatever your state's name is. It's time for the EU to commit to helping other European countries. Again, bailouts. Said Shane Oliver, Sydney-based head of investment strategy at AMP Capital Investors, which oversees about $90 billion. $90 billion. That's twice what the SPDR gold shares are valued at this morning, holding 1,185.79 tons, having picked up 19.79 tons overnight, now holding $45.17 billion in their gold treasure chest for the State Street Global Advisors. SPDR gold shares. They also have a silver shares, SLV. The gold side is GLD on the stock exchange. Their silver is SLV, I believe. But again, he says it's time for the EU to commit. Conclusions? German Chancellor Angela Merkel and other European leaders are set to arrive in Brussels about 6:15 p.m. local time for a summit called 5 days ago to draw conclusions from the Greek crisis. The final press conference is slated for 10 o'clock p.m. Now you're going to have to do your time zone analysis on that and find out when we might be able to hear that press conference. But surely by Monday it should be out there, and I'll report it then if I can find it. Stocks Europe 600 index fell 1.5% today, taking its drop for the week to 6.5%. European leaders gathered at the end of the week in which investors dismissed their 110 billion euro or 140 billion U.S. dollar aid package to Greece and jacked up the pressure on nations with high budget deficits. What are they really worried about here? They're worried about the European Union, their precious little socialist creation, coming unglued. And it very well may. And the euro may go in the toilet as well. And I think most of the European Union members would just as soon see that happen. So be very careful when you start hearing the siren songs coming out of Washington, D.C. All of the Kumbaya boys encouraging us to go into a socialist superstate. And just think about this problem that we're dealing with. You can see the trouble when you have all of the power centered into these trading computers. They can bust a marketplace overnight. Can you imagine if we had one global central bank, the IMF or something else? Can you imagine the havoc that they could wreak, the power that they would wield in their hands if they would be able to just reset the dial at any time, and all of your life savings would evaporate like that in a nanosecond?
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Much like the financial markets, we had quite a reversal in weather here in sunny southwest Missouri this morning, overcast and threatening rain. But yesterday I was able to take advantage of a beautiful, warm, sunny afternoon and went out and mowed my lawn. Of course, twice in the past 10 days, I've had someone at my door knocking, asking whether or not I had any work for them. And I'm not talking about Jose and Hose B. I'm not talking about Emmanuel Labor and his brother Garcia Sanchez. No. I'm talking about dirty white boy Al-Qaeda, the blue-eyed unemployed of America, right here in my own neighborhood. No car in the street. These guys are walking the block trying to find work, so maybe they don't get dropped out of their apartment, out of their rental house here in this small subdivision on the edge of a very small town called Exeter in small-town America. It's a rural, sunny southwest Missouri. Not Jose and not Hose B at all. These are young men that are trying to find a little bit of money, maybe a couple of, you know, pennies, a few jingle to put in their pocket, and they're willing to do any kind of work. Mow the yard, trim the bushes, do whatever. Do I have any work that I could offer them? That hasn't happened to me in a long, long time. Folks, we're coming down to the pinch here. But let's go back to this article. All the financial markets are now in turmoil. Japanese Vice Minister Rintaro Tamaki, the country's top currency official, said in an interview in St. Gallen, Switzerland, quote, "The impact of the Greece crisis has gone beyond the border of the euro area. This is a global crisis." Yeah, right out of the mouth of Rintaro Tamaki, the country's top currency official. See, it's a currency crisis we're dealing with in part. Why? Well, let's find out a little bit more about it. The Bank of Japan said today it'll pump 2 trillion yen, or 22 billion, into the financial system in an effort to maintain orderly markets. Order? Order of chaos? What is the real purpose of law? The real purpose of law is to bring order and maintain a well-ordered society, right? We found that out when we were studying Dillaboo and Howard's Principles of Business Law. Again, pumping $22 billion U.S. into the financial system, the Brussels summit won't conclude with new measures and will be focused on highlighting to investors that the euro area's governments are united and willing to act. All right, this goes right back to the Catholic invention known as propaganda. Edward Bernays, public relations, marketing strategies, a French official, told reporters on condition of anonymity, because he didn't want to tell anybody else's name, let's say it that way, quote, "We are nearing a state of complete loss of confidence," close quote, said Charles Dybel, a senior fixed income strategist at Nomura International PLC in London. "We can expect many words of comfort today, but little action. All talk, no action." All right? but nearing a complete state or nearing a state of complete loss of confidence. Confidence game. You have to believe that your Federal Reserve note has value and that you can actually pay for something in order to continue using it. And when more and more people figure out that it not only doesn't have any value, but that when you spend it into circulation, it doesn't discharge a debt. And as the authors of They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency stated, it's this hidden lien of hypothecation that puts a taint on everything that dollar touches. And as more and more people around the world realize that we've all bit into this Rothschild's fractional reserve banking. I think the Fuggers had it, really. I think they had it first. I think the brother Fuggers and the father Fuggers and the mother Fuggers had it first, you know, in Europe. I mean, they were the central bankers of Europe for hundreds of years before the Rothschilds came on the scene. Or maybe we ought to go all the way back and look at the temple. Remember when Jesus is said to have fashioned a whip and drove the money changers out, turning over their tables in the process? It's been with us for a long time. Ever looked into Petra, by the way? P-E-T-R-A, Petra? A man named Cap, C-A-P-T, wrote a book with that title, Petra. It's very interesting, but when I was looking at the photographs, and I was thinking about the comment in the Bible, it says it's more difficult for a rich man to get into heaven than it is to put a camel through the eye of the needle. You would have to dismount your camel and take all of the packs off the camel and walk in single file to get into this little secret hidden valley known as Petra. I think it really is a central banking facility. Had all of these facades chiseled in to the sandstone walls there. Some of them looked like Greek facades. Some of them looked like Roman facades and others. And then they had nothing but these big vault-like rooms behind. No windows, no lights. It's a very interesting study. Look into that. Petra, P-E-T-R-A. Can't remember. Raymond Capt, C-A-P-T, I think is his name. Raymond Capt. Fascinating book. So you might take a look at that. Anyway, back to the article here. We're nearing a state of total or complete loss of confidence, confidence game. Lehman aftermath? Well, in an echo of the worst days of the credit crisis, overnight deposits with the ECB yesterday. Let's see, we've dropped the phones. Let me pick them back up again. It's so easy to do. There we go. All right. Lehman aftermath, in an echo of the worst days of the credit crisis, overnight deposits with the ECB yesterday rose to a 10-month high as banks offered more reluctant or banks became more reluctant to lend. We're talking about the LIBOR here, the London Interbank offer rate, I guess is what it is, and this thing continues. So anyway, look for this article tonight. There's going to be some news coming out of it. It's going to have to do with the G7 meeting. Let's go to another piece of news here. We're kind of running out of time. We'll speed it up. Quit yapping. Here we go. And Cameron wins the most UK seats as Brown fights to stay. This is, again, off of Bloomberg. Thomas Penny and Gonzalo Vina writing this. They say, Conservative challenger David Cameron won the most seats in the British election while falling short of a majority guaranteeing the ouster of Prime Minister Gordon Brown. I sold the gold Brown. Gilts and the pound fell on the indecisive result. So, again, we look at the pound this morning running at $1.47. They're not too happy with the election results here, and it's going to produce a bit of a problem for the Brits. Let's find out a little bit more about it. In the first election since 1974, in a couple of weeks, that failed to produce a majority. This is important. Nick Clegg, leader of the number three party, said by winning a plurality, key phrase there, write it down, plurality, the election since first one since 1974 that failed to produce a majority. This is part of the problem when you get involved with multi-party systems, all right? Multi-party systems, the European socialist model, as opposed to the duopoly that we have. We have a different model here, but the multi-party system, we have an established two-party political system in this country, even though there are all these fractions that are out there, they're of little or no significance. They have almost nothing to do with writing the election laws. Their chances of ever poking this beast in an eye with a stick is about zero. You can check the facts on that. We can go back and look at my archives. I've given you the name of everyone that I was ever able to find, every third party that ever was a challenger, and they're not in power today. But anyway, in the first election since 1974 that failed to produce a majority, Nick Clegg, leader of the number three party, said by winning a plurality in parliament, the biggest share of the vote.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, once again, trying to get somewhere with this particular article. Do want to bring this out about Gordon Brown winning, David Cameron winning the most seats in the British election. Rather important. Whatever happens over there, jolly old England is almost inevitably going to happen over here. Sad to say it, but that seems to be the trend. Especially with the Tavistock Institute and so many other of these think tanks shaping global policy, shaping public opinion, law, and legislation from behind the scenes. But again, Nick Clegg, leader of the number three party, said by winning a plurality, key phrase there, plurality, look it up, in Parliament and the biggest share of the votes, Cameron should have the first crack at forming a government. The rules grant Brown the first such opportunity. You need to know what a plurality is. Then you're going to need to understand that they have these election laws, these rules that lay there. It's now for the Conservative Party to prove that it is capable of seeking to govern in the national interest, close quote, Clegg told reporters today. I've also said that whichever party gets the most votes and the most seats, if not an absolute majority, has the right to seek to govern either on its own or reaching out to the other parties, and I stick to that view. So, again, if you've got one party, let's say a dictatorship, let's say Chairman Mao or Joseph Stalin or, you know, Pinochet, you name it, pick your favorite dictator. You got a one-party system running, and that doesn't work too good. And then in the United States of America and elsewhere around the world where we've extended our, where we've made the world safe for democracy, and you have a two-party systems running, established two-party political systems, and you can see that they're, as George Wallace said, it's a dime's worth of difference between them. Carol Quigley says she just gives people the idea that they could actually throw the bums out, you know, throw out the rascals out. But if one-party systems don't work too well and two-party systems don't work too well, and we look over in the European Union or the Eurozone and we find that multi-party systems are horrific as well. And then we look over here now in England and we see that they're coming up with a plurality and they're trying to figure out how that, well, you can see that the spirit of division is the real problem here. More parties doesn't make it better, it makes it worse. One pill makes you sick, two pills make you even worse, three pills makes it worse than that, then 6 or 12 or 24 or 36, whatever, it's not going to make you better. That's why on this broadcast I continually advocate the abolition of the established political party or the established two-party political system here in our country so that we can heal this wound, eliminate this wound, this disease of division, this spirit of division. Continuing, the constitutional position is likely to be a lot messier than the markets have been discounting. There has been little or nothing in the way of a risk premium priced to UK assets. Now they're confusing the issue. They're going to talk about money. But what's really at hand here is that England doesn't have a written constitution. And the black nobility of Europe have done every bloody thing that they can ever since our country was founded to get rid of these pesky constitutions. They've done everything they can possibly do to make sure that we don't follow any written constitution. That was the need to go from the state to this state, from the de facto to the de jure. And there's a lot to that, which we'll get into at another time. But continuing here, the constitutional position, again, is likely to be a lot messier than the markets have been discounting. Drop down a little further. The result leaves the country and financial markets in almost the worst position anyone can imagine, said Tim Bale, a professor of politics at the University of Sussex. Neither Cameron nor a Brown-Clegg alliance would have a majority. Any deal may depend on nationalists in Scotland and Wales. And John Curtis, professor of politics at the University of Strathclyde in Glasgow, the only way to break the stalemate would be for Cameron to offer Clegg the promise to implement electoral reform, and of the Liberal Democrats' top priorities, Clegg has called for proportional representation. Okay, so now here's a couple of more words to put into your political science notebook. We've talked about plurality, just mentioned it. We've talked about the difference between having a written and an unwritten constitution. And, of course, you know, Aristotle, when writing his Politics, he said that in a republic, the constitution is the government. So, obviously, to deny us our republic and make us a democracy, we have to take our constitution, surround it in brass, put it in under glass, and charge the people a buck and a half apiece to see it in a special shrine for the remembrance of the time when we had a constitution. Now we're just a corporation, I guess. But anyway, the rules are, well, so anyway, we've got these other things going on here. Here, Clegg has called for proportional representation. Look it up. Google's Google, Dogpile, WebFerret, browse it however you do, but look up proportional representation. And then think about this new party emerging in America, the Tea Party. Oh, yeah. This idea of driving us into a multi-party system has a long time, you know, a lot of history. But here now we've got this fractional group at a time when most of the people in this country would just as soon see Barry the Usurper go back to Kenya and take Michelle and the children and the dogs with them. Now that we've got this very handy environmental disaster going on down in the Gulf of Mexico, if they can pull this one off properly, as I stated on an earlier broadcast, look to see Barry the Usurper actually gain credibility if they can use the electronic voting devices, the touchscreen voters, the flat plate scanners and all of that, and their controlled media system, if they can use that machine, their voting machine, to actually return him as president in 2012, you will be able to thank the third parties and the Tea Parties for fractioning down the Republican votes to the point where it would actually be possible. Do you think that the Democrats would lose against the Tea Party? Do you think the Republicans could possibly win with the Tea Party in their midst? Oh, of course not. And whatever other spoils would fall to the Libertarians and the Constitution and the Green parties. And so the usurper would likely be returned to office in 2012. What a travesty that'll be if it happens. Anyway, the idea is proportional representation. With and since the advent of the internet-connected computer is now here in Missouri, some 65% of the public, or the people, not the public, about 100% of the public is not the same as we the people, the public is government, the private, you always hear about the public-private partnerships, well, the public is not us, it's not we the people, it's all of the government and all of the agencies. Everything public. It's completely different from the private sector. We're the private sector. We are the people. But continuing here, this idea of proportional representation, when now we have somewhere near a 65% dispersion, and it's growing rapidly, where we have high-speed internet lines going out to every single community in America as the planetary skin is formed, the news sphere develops. We talked about that with Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. It was alluded to by Barbara Marx Hubbard on her interview with here on Oracle. If you missed that, do go back and catch it with Michael Vail on The Vantage Point, Sunday before last, I believe now. But anyway, the idea of proportional representation starts to become more possible, where just using high-speed trading and electronic exchange-traded funds, that idea, you see they're merging in this discussion, economy and politics. But using the very same things they use at the stock exchanges, we could actually and conceivably cast our ballots from our computers. We wouldn't need to worry about too much election fraud, because you would only be able to vote from one, what is it, URL or ISP? Well, now, there's a lot of people out there that could shred that discussion, Will, better than I could. But anyway, we could conceivably vote from our computers. And we would be able to monitor in real time the election returns. You could actually see in your voting precinct that your election, your vote, your ballot was cast properly and so on and so forth. Then you could monitor it on a countywide basis, and then you could monitor it with your state, and then you could monitor the national tallies real time live on the internet. So the idea of proportional representation, you've just got to know it's going to come to the head. They've been championing for proportional representation for a long time. Easier? It'll be easier for the Labor to do a deal with nationalists than it will be for the Tories. Unless Cameron is prepared to do a deal on proportional representation, his path to Downing Street is blocked. Very important. They're pushing for this. This is the gateway. This is the doorway to the future. This is your red slippers to take you back to Kansas, Dorothy. Well, that article is going to continue. More is going to happen here. The EU faces demands. Let's see. We've got that one already. Let's go to this one. I think I'll jump over here. Yeah, let's hit it. No, I'm just working that one up. Let's go to this one. Okay. Back to our story. The Deepwater Horizon rig disaster threatens drilling right after these words from our sponsors.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so I don't know how many of you do this, but I have set up a special file, if you will, in my bookmarks. I've been bookmarking all of these various and sundry articles that I've come across in regards to this Deepwater Horizon rig disaster, which is genuinely threatening drilling and certainly offshore drilling. This is a big article, a long article. It's got lots of good details in it. It's up there on the web today on Bloomberg.com. Peter Coy and Stanley Reed writing. New news. BP PLC last September tapped into a new oil field called Tiber, capital T, Tiber, like the Tiber River, right? Called Tiber. Estimated to hold at least 3 billion barrels of crude or 6 months' worth of U.S. consumption. Discovered through seismic imaging and data crunched on a supercomputer, the field is almost 6 miles or 9.6 kilometers beneath the Gulf of Mexico's floor in a spot where the water is almost 1 mile deep, reports Bloomberg's Business Week in its May the 10th issue. The lengthy article there, they show the cover of Bloomberg's Business Week May 10th issue. It's interesting articles on that cover of that magazine. To access it, the British oil company and its drilling contractor Transocean Limited. Now, if this is the first broadcast you've heard this week, we've covered this extensively, so last week as well, look into this. Sank the deepest oil well ever, Transocean Limited. The $365 million rig, and I'll add that this was built in Korea, South Korea, South Korean rig, I could say, the $365 million South Korean rig that accomplished this feat was called the Deepwater Horizon, a floating thicket of machinery the size of two football fields, which held a crew of 130 and cost more than $500,000 a day to rent from Transocean. So they make a lot of money, $500,000 a day, just to have their equipment in place. The Deepwater Horizon, as a drilling rig, didn't hang around to pump Tiber's crude. The self-propelled behemoth motored to the site of its next exploration. In other words, they don't waste this thing. This thing makes $500,000 a day. They don't waste it sitting around doing nothing. It gets done drilling a hole they cap, and they go right to the next one. You know, as they say, close early, close often, close collecting, go get the next one. Today, the Deepwater Horizon lies upside down at the bottom of the Gulf under 1 mile of seawater in a place called the Mississippi Canyon Block 252. All right, so you can highlight that, put that in your words bank. Now we know that it's a place called Mississippi Canyon Block 252. 11 of its crew are presumed dead, or they're back in Israel or someplace else. Oil from the last well it drilled, a much shallower, less complex job than the Tiber called Macondo, is spewing out of control from the seafloor. Okay, so we've got in the Mississippi Canyon, Block 252, the oil well called Macondo, M-A-C-O-N-D-O, Macondo or Macondo. Macondo, that would be the mother condo. mother condo. Macondo is spewing out of control from the seafloor with about 3 million gallons released at last estimate. A swath of the Gulf about the size of Delaware now is covered by an iridescent, rusty orange sheen. The Exxon Valdez, they go on and talk about that. Got to throw that one in there. That triggers all the mental issues, you know, and all that. Let's drop down. Already the oil is threatening some of the most productive and profitable shrimping grounds that we know all about. Should efforts to seal the well go awry, they could cause even larger volumes of oil spill. Blah, 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 blah. The Deepwater Horizon exploded on April 20th. We all know that, right? After 2 years of partisan debate triggered by the $4 a gallon gasoline prices of 2008, Barry the Usurper and other Democratic leaders dropped their opposition to expanded offshore drilling. Now that the price of crude is going the opposite way, we might not see $4 a gallon gasoline anytime soon. Maybe it's in New York already. I don't know. Maybe Edmonton has $4 for, what do they call them, 2 liter bottles? I don't know what. They got metric automobiles up there. I can't drive them. Offshore drilling expansion. The Usurper on March 31st proposed opening areas off the East Coast, blah, blah, blah. For the oil industry, the Gulf of Mexico had been one of the few bright spots in a picture of flattening global production. After years of decline, the amount of oil pumped in the Gulf has been rising as rigs move into deeper and deeper water. And they're in deep water now. The U.S. Energy Department predicted this year that by 2035, offshore oil production from the lower 48 states would rise more than 80% to account for about 38% of U.S. output, up from 30% now. Until now, Gulf oil production had been expanding with serious spills rare. Catastrophic accidents, okay, it goes on. Catastrophic accidents had been regulated to history by such gear as blowout preventers, designed to shut off oil wells when pressures got out of control. And we've got about 5 minutes left. We've got Chris calling from France. But hang on the line there, Chris. I want to mention this. Important. These valves and shears were the last line of defense. And again, we've talked about this Federal Minerals Management Service, which regulates offshore oil and gas production. We read from that document. The MMS Commission studies, this is the study that we read from, on creative ways to cope with the massive blowouts and never implemented them. It turns out, by the way, that oil rigs generally don't cause spills. They're technology very advanced. Okay, so it's usually not like the drilling rigs that cause the spills. They have all the things they need. The Deepwater Horizon crisis has shifted the political conversation from seeking opportunity to avoiding risk. I'm going to drop down a little bit further here. It could have been an impact as big as Santa Barbara. Of course, we mentioned that on the broadcast as well. So now that's part of the general dialogue. Dropping down a little bit further here. The future in doubt. I'm trying to find this stuff where it comes in. They go on and on and about a lot of things. Even at a cost of $7 million a day, none of it. This is the work that's being done by BP. At a cost of $7 million a day, none of it has stopped the leak. Mile below the surface, things can go to hell in an instant, they say here. The pressures and the temperatures at work are otherworldly. Imagine an elephant sitting on your chest and you get a sense of the weight of rock and water pressing down on the reservoir of oil and gas miles below the surface. To keep the superheated, supercompressed fluids from shooting upward before the well is finished, drillers fill the hole with a heavy synthetic mud. This is the part I wanted to get to, because now we're going to actually get some details. They fill the hole with heavy synthetic mud, then to finish the well, they inject a high-tech cement. Each well requires its own unique formulation of mud and cement. So this is not something you just go to the hardware store and pick up. The cement is supposed to go down in the middle of the pipe, the drill pipe, a 7-inch tube surrounded by a larger pipe casing, pipe called the casing. When it reaches the bottom of the drill pipe, it oozes up into the gap between the pipe and its casing before drying in place, forming an impenetrable seal. All right? That's kind of how this thing works. It's a pipe within a pipe. They inject this stuff down the drill pipe, and then it comes back up inside the casing, creating this impenetrable seal, cemented off. All right? 2007 MMS study, that was a mineral management study, found that cementing was a factor of 18 of 39 Gulf of Mexico blowouts over 14 years. The pressure surge from a gas bubble has a nickname, the kick. So it's a kick. In 18 of 39 Gulf of Mexico blowouts, it's this kick that does the trick. Although there are procedures for re-cementing, those take time and money, blah, blah, blah. Halliburton was involved in charge of cementing under BP's direction. And then it goes on and talks about Halliburton's involvement in all of this. The blowout preventer. The last line of defense in a subsea well is the blowout preventer, which uses valves to close off the flow of oil and gas when pressure gets too high. Now, this blow-off preventer, if the regular valves fail, the doomsday feature of the blowout preventer is a series of shear arms, giant pliers of hydraulically powered scissors that are supposed to close the opening by slicing through all the pipes. Now, you see, as I mentioned before, we even got into all of the details back on the first morning of all of this, I just couldn't see, I couldn't picture in my mind from an engineering standpoint why there would not be redundancy up the yin-yang. And apparently there was. There's lots of valves and various backup features and so on and so forth that typically are installed. The pressure the shear ram can exert, you can imagine, is greater than the pressure on the struts of a landing, fully loaded Boeing 747 as the rear wheels hit the ground, hit the runway. Okay? So these units, they cost about $500,000 a pop. They ain't cheap. And they're big and they're heavy. All right? And there's redundancy. They have multiples of them on there. Apparently, all of this stuff failed to work. The rig started to shake. Explosions began, blah, blah, blah. There's lots of this here. Oh, the blowout preventer made by Houston-based Cameron International Corporation. Now we know that they're a Houston-based company, too. We've already reported on Cameron. I didn't know that it was Houston-based. This is why this article is important, folks. Go up, bookmark it, look at it. It's loaded with material that we haven't had before, all in one article. Well, I didn't get to our caller from France today. I'm sorry. Have a great weekend in France. Have a great weekend where you are. I'll be back on Monday. Until then, good day.
One state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com. This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.